Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
And welcome back to the show, everybody, and delighted to have with us the great writer from the Miami Herald, Michelle Kaufman, joining us here on the show. And Michelle, always great to speak with you. We're in the heart of University of Miami basketball season, both the men and the women, so maybe we can touch on both. But the men tomorrow night against Notre Dame in a critical game for this team that has been hit by the injury bug. They're not debilitating injuries, but they are enough to keep the team from performing altogether.
Yeah, I just actually got off a call with Coach L, and he said he brought out this stat that the last 19 practices since mid-December, they haven't had the starting five. In 19 straight practices, they had not had the starting five. So, yeah, they are dealing, they're dealing with some injuries, particularly ankle injuries. And ankle injuries can be, you know, ankles and hamstrings, really, they can be very tricky. You know, they can, a guy can feel okay and they tape him up, but then once he gets in the game, he's not quite the same. And Coach L pointed out that Wuga has really not been the same since his ankle injury, which was right after Christmas. He said that if you notice, he has not dunked the ball. Yeah. I don't know if he hasn't dunked at all or he just hasn't dunked very much, but we know that before, Wuga was, you know, flying through the sky, and he said that he launches off the left foot, and the left ankle is the one that's injured, and so he has not been able to launch himself for dunks, which is one of the things that he did a lot last year and in the first half of this season so far. So Wuga is not himself, definitely. He has not been playing, if you recall, at the beginning of the season. I mean, he was the breakout guy, and everyone said in preseason, Wuga, you know, the storyline this year is going to be the breakthrough of Wuga. Wuga is going to be the Isaiah Wong, the ACC player of the year type level player. The, you know, the NBA is going to be, you know, coming after him, whatever. And, you know, beginning of the year, he was putting up really big numbers and leading the team in scoring, and that has dwindled over the last month. And then Nigel Pack was injured, although he's back, but, you know, he also has maybe a tender ankle still. And then Norchad Omir, also with a sprained ankle, missed the game against Syracuse. And it's the same ankle that he had injured before when he turned the ankle the original time he did the injury. So I asked him, what is Norchad's status? He said that Norchad was going to, you know, they're expecting him to practice. They're hoping that he can play on Wednesday against Notre Dame. But you really never know until a guy gets on the court, because sometimes they think that they're okay, and then they go through 10 or 15 minutes of practice, and they pull out, and they say they just can't do it. So, you know, they definitely are not 100% with their starters, and they really are so thin. You know, you saw that with FSU. I mean, FSU played 10 guys in the first 10 minutes. Miami never plays 10 guys. They barely play 8. So Miami has a very thin team. All of the responsibility pretty much falls on the starting five plus one. whether it's Bensley or whether it's Keyshawn George, you're really talking about a six-man rotation most games, you know, with A.J. Casey thrown in. But they don't have a lot of depth. So if one or even definitely two starters are hobbling or not 100%, that's going to prevent them from being at their full maximum potential.
Yeah, and it's tough, I think, for fans to look at it because Miami's had back-to-back magical seasons and look like they were trending for perhaps another magic carpet ride. And who knows, there's a long way to go in the season. They can still catch fire. But it just shows you the thin margin between, you know, that magic carpet ride knocking on your door and it never getting off the ground.
Yeah, and I think, you know, last year they were more of a surprise, even though they shouldn't have been, having gone to the Elite Eight the previous season. They should have, the opponents and everybody should have known that they had the potential to be a really good team. But I don't think that they did. I think that they, you know, they weren't really ranked at the beginning of the year. No one knew what to expect from them. You know, they lost Charlie Moore and whatever. And, you know, oh, yeah, they made the Elite Eight, but that was just maybe a one-time thing, a one-off. And then as the season kept going, we kept seeing the growth of this team, and they were gelling. And, you know, we see now even more, I think, fans can appreciate Isaiah Wong and Jordan Miller, because those two guys were the guys they have on this year's team are definitely, I mean, they're very athletic. They're very talented. There's no question about that. But, you know, as you know, you and I know, we've been covering sports for, you know, four, five decades, whatever. It takes more than that. And there's a real mental aspect and a, you know, emotional maturity level and all that stuff really plays in. And Isaiah and Jordan were very, very mature players. They had been around the block a few times. They are both, you know, serious guys who took their job very seriously. And Jordan was a very smart, high IQ player who could do a little bit of everything and, you know, was probably take it for granted a little bit until the end of last season. Isaiah is Isaiah. You know, Isaiah was just always there, Mr. Steady, Mr. Reliable. And those two guys, I think, provided a maturity and a steadiness to the team that kept everybody else from, you know, from going too high or going too low or getting too emotional. So, you know, that's something that's hard to replace. You bring in new guys. You know, Matt Cleveland has turned out to be a very good player, but he's a first-year player on this team, so he's not a guy who's been in the locker room for a long time with them. And, you know, so he's still sort of, you know, a little bit new to the equation. Keyshawn George is a freshman. Wooga, you know, Wooga's he's an emotional type of guy. He's kind of, you know, goofy and fun-loving. And, you know, he's different from Isaiah Wong and he's different from Jordan Miller. So, again, very talented, different personalities. And the personalities really, really do matter, mm-hmm. especially in basketball where there's only five guys on the court and the personalities of one or two dictate a team. You know, in football, there's 53 guys, whatever. You know, in basketball, it's a small group, and one or two players on a team just make a massive difference as far as the confidence of the team, the mentality of the team, the maturity of the team. And I think that that's what they're still working on and trying to get this season.
Yeah, Isaiah and Jordan are what I would call everyday players. They were there every day. They were the same person every day in practice and every day in the games. So we look ahead. Notre Dame is coming up, then Pittsburgh. And the toughest part of the schedule is still to come in February when they get Carolina and Duke. What do you make of the ACC right now? Carolina's won seven in a row. Duke got an immense amount of talent, and they lost the other night at home to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I mean, that would scare me. For Miami coming up with a Pitt game against the team that won at Cameron. My daughter went to Duke. My daughter was a Cameron crazy. She was one of those people painted in blue. And to see the Pitt players jumping onto the scorers, onto the media table, and, you know, letting the Duke fans know what they had just done in their face. I mean, it's very hard to win at Cameron. Miami has done it. And I remember what a big deal it was when they did. Winning at Cameron is a really big deal, and Pitt just did it. So, you know, you just can't underestimate. And Louisville, you know, Louisville is a team that really struggled last year. I think if you looked at the schedule this year, preseason, you would have, you know, penciled in a W against the Louisville game with Miami. And they came in here and they played really well. Again, sometimes one guy, Mike James, their player, apparently, he said after the game, he told us that he was not recruited by Miami, and he's from Orlando. And guys take that seriously. If you're from a state and you're the schools in your state don't recruit you, you remember that when you go play them. So he played out of his mind, you know, out of the gate, that game, that Louisville game. So you really never know. I mean, there are so many good players. And the thing is, not only the ACC, but everywhere in college basketball, I feel like the sport itself, college basketball, is very different now because there's so much change from year to year because of the transfer portal, because of NIL. There's so much change every year, so much turnover, that you don't know year to year what you're going to get. And you don't know if a guy who comes in as a transfer has a huge year, which Miami has had a lot of luck with that. Not luck. I mean, I wouldn't say it's luck. They have gone out and gotten really good between, you know, Bill Courtney and Jim and the rest of the staff. They have really targeted good players in the transfer portal that have fit in very well over all the years with the transfers since Coach Larrañaga got here. And I do think Matt Cleveland is another one. He's the one transfer that they got, and he's really, you know, turned out to be a very key player. But you don't know year to year. When you look at the schedule preseason, it's really kind of silly almost in this day and age to make predictions because the teams are so different, the personnel, year to year because of all this NIL and transfer portal, that it's very different from the past when you would see a team that was a dominant team the year before and they had all the same guys coming back, and so you knew they were going to be good again next year, like a Duke, Carolina, you know, those kind of teams with those pedigrees. Nowadays, even Duke, as good as they are, and they get all the top recruits, they still can be beat by Pitt, you know? So I'd be worried. I mean, Pitt's going to be on top of the world right now. If they beat Duke at Cameron, they're feeling like they can beat anybody. So that's going to be a tough game on Saturday.
This model that we have right now, and you've got great perspective, and you've covered this for a long time. You've covered the Olympics for a long time, so you understand the fine line between amateurism and professional. The college model, something has to give, right? Can this sustain?
No, I mean there is really no such thing as amateur sports anymore. You know, I mean, I guess youth sports, you know, maybe even, but even AAU is a little, you know, going, getting crazy. You know, it's the players are, the thing is, there's so much money to be made. Social media makes it able for players to establish a brand for themselves, which this is another whole conversation, but it even affects me in the sports media industry because, you know, Sports Illustrated just shut down. You know, I mean, that was the gold standard. When I was coming up, you know, I waited eagerly every week for my Sports Illustrated magazine to read all of those stories by those incredible writers, Gary Smith. And, you know, I was like, you know, they were my idols, and I wanted to write like that. And what's changed is that, you know, everyone now has their own platform. So it used to be that the media, we were the platform between the teams and the players and their fans. And the players and the teams and the coaches, they needed the media. None of those people need us anymore. They don't need anybody anymore. They now have their own Instagram accounts where they can post things themselves. They can promote brands. They can promote themselves, their personalities, especially athletes who have engaging personalities. Look at the Cavender twins, what they did. It was not that they're not good players, but there were a whole lot of players who played at the same level as them, but they were able to make millions of dollars, you know, with NIL. And so players now, athletes, just have more ability to, you know, they have more independence. They have more ability to make money. And that has changed everything in sports. That has changed everything in college sports. And we have to all adapt. because it's very different from what we grew up with.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be really hard to manage teams, and I think every team now is on a 1-year deal because every player is a flight risk.
Absolutely. Oh yeah, I don't even know how the coaches are doing it. It's a 1 year. It's a year to year. You're basically signing a 1-year contract with a player. That's it. 1-year contract. If they don't like it, they're going to go to another school and another school. You know, you're seeing guys. I mean, you know, we saw it with Charlie Moore. He went to 5 schools. Guys are going to 3 schools, 4 schools, even 5 schools. You know, it's really, it's mind boggling.
Yeah.
It's really mind boggling.
All right. The Hurricanes' next home game is Saturday against Pittsburgh. And I'll see you at the Watsco Center. Thank you so much for joining us on the show here tonight.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Michelle Kaufman. And we'll continue right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.